This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We're about to talk hockey with Greg Wyshynski. This is going to be great. Stars second half and Four Nations final. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Franklin Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, he created Yahoo's ice hockey blog, The Puck Daddy. Remember that? That was great. He has written two books, Glow Pucks and 10 Cent Beer. And Take Your Eye Off the Puck. That sounds like maybe three books. It's Greg Wyshynski here with us in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've read a few books. I don't know if anyone's read them, but I've read a few. I've written a few of them.
Right on.
I'm good, though. I'm in Boston. It's a party here. Obviously, it is off the charts levels of anticipation for this USA-Canada rematch tomorrow night.
So I know you're a journalist and we like to be objective, but when it's the red, white, and blue against Canada, do you have a strong rooting interest here going into this one as well, or is that just the fans?
Well, here's the beautiful part of covering it, like the Olympics, which I've done four times, or covering this tournament. It is the only time you're allowed to cheer in the press box is when you're American, like watching the Americans in a hockey game like this. Look, there's a better than good chance I might show up to the press box with my face painted tomorrow. I know how big this is for USA hockey. It's our moment. This generation of players has waited several years to get their crack at taking down Canada. And listen, I've been following the sport for a very, very, very long time. Canada is like Donkey Kong dropping barrels on the US's head as we're climbing ladders. It's been like that for like 40 years. And this is our best shot to stand toe-to-toe with them and beat them in a best-on-best tournament.
I love it, man. This is going to be an absolute blast. Saturday night was incredible. I can't wait to see what the environment is back in home soil here for Team USA in Boston. But what's going on? Quinn Hughes, is he no longer joining Team USA? Is there a backup plan for this? How are we looking defensively heading into tomorrow night?
Yeah, I can report Quinn Hughes will not be traveling from Vancouver to Boston to join Team USA for the championship game. That news just confirmed about 20 minutes ago, actually. There was a lot of speculation he might. If you recall, he was on the initial roster for Team USA, had an oblique injury that kept him out for Vancouver and then kept him out for this tournament. But Charlie McAvoy, U.S. defenseman in Boston Bruin, was lost for the tournament due to injury. Tournament rules say you can bring on a defenseman to kind of wait around to see if there's going to be another injury or illness that happens, and then he can jump in. That immediately started speculation that all the American defensemen better hire a food taster for the next 48 hours if it meant getting Quinn Hughes into this tournament. But it turns out he's not been cleared medically by the Vancouver Canucks, so he will not be flying out to join Team USA. Which is a bummer. I mean, it was a very, very interesting story to pop up in the week leading up to this championship game, the possibility of what many consider to be the best defenseman in hockey joining Team USA for this championship game.
Hey, Greg, I was curious, the intensity we've seen in this tournament, and hockey players are different, and hockey front officers are different. You know, other sports would say, gosh, why are my guys playing this hard? Why are they using this much energy? Why are they, is it just because it's hockey that this it's different this way? It just seems like there's so much on the line and the way that they're approaching this tournament.
It's a really good question, because there is that hesitation about trying to have your guys play in an exhibition tournament that's not, you know, the regular season. It's not the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's not the reason you're getting paid millions of dollars by these teams. And in fact, it's always been the dramatic push-pull between players wanting to represent their countries in tournaments like the Olympics, for example, and teams being like, but we're not investing in you to play in the exhibition tournament. We're investing in you to play in the NHL. And so when a guy like Charlie McAvoy, Boston's best defenseman, goes down with an injury and then gets this infection that put him in the hospital on Monday, where he might be lost for a good amount of time, I mean, it really puts into sharp relief how risky it is to have your guys compete in an exhibition tournament. The difference, though, is that all the guys that run these teams, or most of them, are all, you know, former players, former coaches, what have you, and they all know how important it is to these players to represent their countries. And I think that's always going to be something that supersedes concerns about injuries, is, you know, the chance to raise a trophy or win a gold medal with the maple leaf on your chest or the stars and stripes on your chest is something that every hockey player values and dreams about, and it's hard to tell a guy no.
Would this be...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is as big as the Miracle on Ice, or how would you put this in context of how hyped this game is?
All right. So there's a couple ways to answer that. First of all, if the U.S. was to beat Canada twice in this tournament, having that incredible dramatic win on Saturday with the three fights in 9 seconds and the booing of the anthem and doing it in Montreal and then coming back to Boston and having that place rock and roll and beat them for a second time to kind of like plant your flag as the preeminent hockey power on the earth. Like, that's really important. And the players have told me throughout this week, they understand this moment where people who don't talk about hockey are talking about hockey, and young kids are watching these games, and it might be inspired by what they see in the same way that generations of players were inspired by the Miracle on Ice. So they understand the moment that they have with this tournament. but this ain't the Olympics, you know, and that's important to remember. This is a tournament that exists as an appetizer to the NHL going back to the Olympics next year for the first time since 2014. It is a tournament that exists because they couldn't figure out how to hold a World Cup of hockey with Russia in it because of the invasion of Ukraine. If they had put Russia in a tournament, Sweden and Finland were both like, we ain't playing. So this was born out of necessity. I'm not trying to diminish it. It's extremely important. All these guys are playing as hard as I've ever seen them play in this thing. But the real achievement remains having an Olympic gold medal around your neck if you're an American player for the first time since 1980.
Greg, I know you have an article up about this now. What's up with these Canadians chirping about pre-planning fights? Are we going to get more of these from the U.S. side since they won't shut their mouths over there?
So for those who don't know, the fights that happened on Saturday were born out of a group chat between Matthew Tkachuk, his brother Brady Tkachuk, and JT Miller, who's another American forward. And they all got together and conspired and said, let's go have some fights to start the game. You know, let's start this thing right. The emotions are going to be high. And you can make the argument that three fights in 9 seconds probably added about 1.5 million viewers of that game, like based on how much juice that brought to the rest of the game. But the Canadians didn't like the fact that they pre-planned this thing. And Brandon Hagel, who's a player for the Tampa Bay Lightning, who fought Matthew Tkachuk off the opening faceoff, said yesterday, I'm fighting for the flag and not the cameras, kind of taunting the Tkachuks as maybe playing it up for the cameras versus doing it out of passion. He said that we don't need a group chat to set up our fights. And Matthew Tkachuk shot back today by saying maybe the reason that Canada doesn't have a group chat is because they don't like each other. That's a really good line. it's getting a little dicey out there. But, I mean, listen, man, if there's one thing you don't want to do in hockey is probably either fight a Tkachuk or try to out-talk a Tkachuk. So I don't know. I don't think Brandon Hagel is really barking up the right tree here.
We got the great Greg Wyshynski with us here in the G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. What do you think about our Dallas Stars? No, Otter didn't get the dub in the previous match ahead of the final here, but we're pretty pumped about our Stars' chances of being able to break through the Western Conference, get to a cup final. How do you like their odds here as we get ready to restart the season?
Well, the bigger thing for me was Miro Heiskanen not playing for Finland. I mean, that Finland team was pretty pesky, and it just sucked that half their defense corps were injured for this tournament, including their best guy in Miro, which was kind of, was a bit of maybe a give him an incomplete for the tournament, not having him there. Listen, I picked Dallas to win the cup before the season. I think they are the bridesmaid in the West that I'm most excited to see if they can break through, even more so than Edmonton. But I'm really intrigued to see what they do before this March 7th trade deadline with the cap flexibility they have with the long-term injured reserve with Tyler Seguin. They know where their holes are in their lineup. I think they'd love to add another center. I know, based on their past history, that they certainly would love to add a veteran defenseman at the trade deadline as well, like they did with Tanev last year. I've still yet to see the best of the Dallas Stars this season. I think Stars fans probably feel the same way. That's not always a bad thing. If you hit your stride at the right time in this league, it could mean great things. And hopefully, they'll be healthy and ready to go and locked in and with a few trade augmentations before the playoffs hit, because I think this team has everything in place that it needs to try to make a real serious run at the cup this year.
Tremendous stuff, Greg. Enjoy Boston. Should be an electric 30 hours or so. We're having the game here on our radio station tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so we're all excited about it as well. Yeah, we're taking a feed from WEEI, actually.
That's killer. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's just, as a hockey fan and as someone who works for ESPN, just like to see how many people are into this thing and anticipating this game tomorrow night. I've worked in hockey and covered the sport for a very long time. You guys probably can see I'm pretty passionate about it.
Yeah.
But to have the world kind of pay attention to your sport in the way that they have, and I know it's going to happen tomorrow night too, it's just been really exhilarating.
Well, right on, man. Killer stuff. Thank you. Have a great time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Greg Wyshynski, ESPN. He said anytime. We're going to hold him to that.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Okay.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.